Got it, Rex.
Yeah, how are you, mate? What's your name? Good.
Tony.
Oh, hi, Tony. Do you do pre-purchase inspections for cars?
Or Subarus, yes.
Subaru Liberty, you've already worked on this car. You're probably familiar with it.
We work on a lot of them.
I've got a rego number. You want to check it?
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. Let me just go to the computer. Hold the radar.
Yeah. Oh. Hello?
You there?
Yeah, here. Yeah. What'd you find out?
I need the rego.
Hello?
You there?
Oh, rego.
YNC472. YNC472.
Yeah, I'm thinking looking at buying
it. Yeah.
What the? Breaking up this stuff.
Do you know the guy's name?
Lachlan Dean.
Lachlan Dean. All good. Yeah, it's been here a few times. I can't really share much information with you without the owner's approval. Looks like it's just a typical sort of Liberty. It's got a few bits and pieces on it. It needs a couple of things for roadie, like an exhaust, blow valve, and a CV boot. That's about it.
So the pre-inspection, how much do you charge?
A pre-purchase inspection is $180.
You're not associated with ROCV, because I've had a couple done by ROCV before.
No, we're not. No.
Have you got a paint depth tester?
No, so we don't do any panel work here.
But in your pre-inspection, do you check any panel work if it's been...
No, we can have a look over it, but the inspection is mainly for mechanical and chassis damage. So we're checking over the actual car itself, not the panels.
Well, yeah.
So we'll have a look over the outside. We'll tell you if it looks like it's been in the accident or anything weird going on, but we don't test paint or anything like that.
How intensive is your check you do? You take the wheels off or...?
Yes, yeah.
So you'd be familiar with the car. How long have you got to wait?
What's that?
Sorry, Tony. Say again.
I was going to say, we only work on Subaru, so we'd be pretty familiar with any Subaru here.
Yeah. What else? When could you do it?
Wouldn't it be this week.
Right.
Might be able to fit you in next Wednesday. Otherwise, it'd have to be the week after.
Okay, I'll get back to you, mate. You do sort of extensive work, do you? Like engine rebuilds and all that stuff?
Yeah, anything on Subaru other than panels and automatics.
You don't do automatics, yeah.
Like automatic rebuilds. So we work on the auto cars, but just not the auto box.
What short shift do you recommend for the Liberty?
What's that, sorry?
Gearbox. What short shift do you recommend? Which, the original one or? Yeah.
Is it a 5-speed or a 6-speed?
6.
6-speed? We don't recommend short shifters for 6-speeds.
You don't recommend what?
We don't recommend short shifters for 6-speed. It's a 6-speed manual, you're saying, yeah?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so we normally keep the factory shifter in there.
Was that any particular reason?
Yeah, because it makes the gearbox crunch, so it doesn't feel good with the short shifter in there. So the gear shifting is too short. Typically, any 6-speed shifter is pretty good straight off the bat.
That's good advice, yeah. This one seems to be a bit wobbly in the gear knob, like it might have bushes gone.
Yeah, probably needs some bushes.
All right, thanks, Tony. Hey, thanks for your help.
All good, easy.
See you, mate.
Thanks, see ya.